after the death of Father O'Flynn, as we know, the Loft continued on.
Well, it did too, because at that time we still had the original founders like Gosseely and Eileen Curran and others, Tom Vesey, Teddy Healy, Norrie O'Brien, Norrie, Norrie Healy, sorry, yes, and quite a number of others that Johnny Gallagher, she was another woman that came into that as well, and they were there with us as well, so they brought us along another step of the way, and Gosseely was absolutely wonderful that he was able to bridge that gap, because he knew Father Finn from the time that the Loft was founded in 1924, right up until he died, and then came in and took over the role of chairman, and was chairman up to the time that he died in 1986. So we were lucky, and of course Eileen Curran was Father Finn's great disciple, and she had his interpretation. She knew the plays backwards. She could quote from any of the plays without ever looking at a book, you know. And we were lucky. And then, like, we were maturing ourselves. Pierce, of course, my brother was that much ahead of me, and he was well into it as well. And we had Patley Han, another stalwart of that particular time. Now, I would have to say then a lot of the others had drifted away, like the Michael Toomeys and the Mary Toomeys weren't as, and those that were around at the time when I mentioned, like the Kevin Sheehans, Michael McAuliffe's and all of these, they, and Mon Murphy's, they had moved on a bit. Now one or two of them, like Mon, came back and did a few parts with us at later stages, you know. I know Mon did a reprise of Hamlet in the mid-60s, I think 1964 she came back and reprised her role as Ophelia, you know. And Tom Vesey, of course, a very old, great old stalwart of the original cast, he was there up until he died, I think, in 1966. So we were lucky, you know, but then we had matured enough to more or less bring it on ourselves, and Pierce immersed himself, my brother that is, immersed himself in the work of Father Flynn and Eileen Curran when Eileen Curran passed on in 1977. And we also had, if you like, an outsider who contributed hugely to the Loft of the period. And he was a man by the name of John Morley. And he came into the Loft in the early 70s. And he was quite an outstanding character. He was an English, old English, retired actor, but living in Cork for a period. And he was a great man of theatre, you know. And he taught us a lot of things apart from the plays and producing and all of that. You know, he taught us a lot about creating properties and, you know, and settings and all of that as well. And he was an extremely talented man. And wonderful guy, and he understood Father O'Flynn and where Father O'Flynn was coming from the word go. He had, in fact, in Dublin been a friend of Father O'Flynn's nephew, John O'Flynn. And when he came to Cork, he was involved briefly, I think, with the Everyman Theatre, but then he came along to us, and he was with us for many happy years, really, up until 1977. He was producing at the time that Eileen died rather suddenly on us, in the middle of the last few rehearsals for The Winter's Tale in 1977. And Susan Cummins was a very good girl at the time who filled in between the Saturday and the following Wednesday, she filled in for him, and she took over the role that was vacated by Eileen Curran, which was quite a substantial role actually in that play, and she was a very credible performance, but John Morley, he directed that, and I learned a great deal from him because I played Leontes the King in that, and I had a major role for the first half of the play, and he was great, but he eventually, he was a member of the Baha'i religion, and he was asked to go over to Bermuda with his wife Valerie, who was a lovely lady as well. That was about the end of the period where we had come out of the opera house. We went back into the opera house in the 70s and did quite a number of plays in the opera house. But eventually the burden of mounting pro plays in the opera house became a bit heavy for us all, because we were all young and married and working and that sort of thing. So we tended to go back into the Theatre of the South, or the Little Theatre in Castle Street, and then after that, then when they built the Cork Arts Club, then in Knapp Square, we gravitated to there. We kind of, generally speaking, do most of our plays there now at the moment anyway. But so that was, we were helped an awful lot to be able to do that, you know. Now, I'm glad to say that there's a new generation coming on after us, headed up by Ciarán O'Leary and others, and Ray Brothers, and Mike O'Neill, and hopefully they'll carry the organisation on further into the next number of years. Yeah.